I don't typically get into this Yankee fan, Met fan thing. I'll do it on Twitter sometimes, but I have to admit, I was annoyed. And again, we saw, and again, I'll be totally honest with you. I try to be as honest as I can. I was embarrassed leaving Yankee Stadium Sunday night listening to the Yankee fans scream F Juan Soto as we were leaving the building. I was embarrassed. I thought it was stupid. I thought it was absolutely stupid. I had no problem with booing. I had no problem with the bleachers turning their back on him. I thought that was all within bounds and actually fun and fair. And I thought Juan Soto handled it great on Friday. And you could just feel it wore on him by Sunday. It wore on him by Sunday. He doesn't want to do the interview. He doesn't want to talk to the media after the game. It just wore on him. And again, I saw videos last night against the Texas Rangers, which I hate. I hate it. I hate when it's F. Altuve, unless Altuve is in the building. Even then, I don't like the F. Altuve stuff, but at least I can understand it. I hate it when they're playing someone else and I hear an F. Altuve chant start, but I guess that's over. We have a new F. somebody, and it's F. Juan Soto. And again, there are videos of the Yankee fans getting into it last night against the Texas Rangers. It's just stupid. I hate it. I hate the Rangers doing Potvin sucks when they're playing someone else. I think it's dumb. You want to do it when they play the Islanders? Fine. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And it makes the Yankee fan look small and petty and dumb. That's what it makes it feel like to me. But I have to admit, I'm seeing KFC from Barstool. Obviously, Tommy doing his thing in the afternoon today. All like the idea that this is all driven and drummed up by Yankee fans who are desperate to prove that Juan Soto was a better Yankee than a Met, and who, you know, the Yankees are better off without him, and what a terrible contract, and the Mets are screwed for forever, and how embarrassing, and like this is all made up by the New York Yankee fan. Like it actually drives me nuts. What is made up by the New York Yankee fan exactly? Like, they put out a video about the Subway Series, and every Met fan is all over it going, oh, how embarrassing. Please. No one's making up anything. The New York Yankee fan is not manifesting what's going on with Juan Soto. It is clear to anyone watching the games, clear, that his body language sucks. Yankee fans aren't making that up. Yankee fans aren't, you know, manifesting that. The Yankee fans aren't, oh, who's starting this narrative that he's not happy? I don't know. Anyone who watches the games. Anyone who watches the games. And I saw this big thing from Pedro Martinez about, hey, you don't understand the human side of this and it's not easy to go through. But we can make all the excuses in the world and they're probably all right. It isn't. I don't think anyone's denying the idea that this is probably a human element kind of thing, and he's just dealing with something. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's. I'm not saying it's because he misses the Yankees or because he's miserable with the Mets. So it just maybe it's a new thing for him, a new transition. The idea I talked about this yesterday. The idea that it's a finality thing. That the last couple of years he always had it on his head, on his mind that he was going to pick the team he wanted to pick, and he was waiting for free agency, and now it's over. Maybe he really was really looking forward to the idea of being wined and dined and picking a franchise and trying to make this enormous contract, whether it's just about the money or the prestige or having this large contract that would be on the books. And he's the top of the food chain as far as Major League Baseball players go. And this amazing contract that Scott Boras was telling me he was going to get. He was looking forward to it. And now it's over. And now, whether it's the Mets or it would have been the Yankees or the San Diego Padres or the Chicago Cubs or the Tampa Bay Rays, I have no idea. Whoever it was going to be, maybe there's some sort of finality to it. And he's like, well, now I'm here for 15 years. I better make this work. You know? Like, maybe there's just something to that. Or maybe it's just coming to grips with whatever he's coming to grips with. I have no idea. But I am really getting annoyed at the idea that the Yankee fans are manifesting this thing. Or that, you know, WFAN is nothing but clickbait. Blah, blah, blah. What happened to the station? What happened to the station? What should we do? Ignore what we're looking at? Ignore the obvious? Drives me absolutely nuts. Like, it's not happening. That we're all he's having a miserable start to the year, and more than that, he looks morose. He does. No one's making it up. He does. We talked about it, like I've heard people compare it to Lindor. We talked about it when Lindor was going through it. He's giving the fans, you know, he's giving the thumbs down. He's kind of unhappy being a Met, or he's unhappy with the pressure that comes along with the Mets or whatever else. Like, we talked about it. Should we ignore it? No one's trying to say the Mets made a terrible decision. No one's trying to say anything other than right now, for whatever reason, and we all expect it to change because he's too damn good. But right now, something's going on with Juan Soto. And now it feels like, and it's only a couple of games, and they might break out for 10 runs tomorrow, later today. And I promise you, I'm rooting for it. But it feels like coming off the Subway Series, heading into the Subway Series, they played a lackluster game against the Pirates that last game. They took the first two games of the series against the Pirates. They had the Subway Series on their mind. They went through the motions in that last Pittsburgh game. Soto gets the day off looking forward to the Yankee series. They get beat in the Subway Series. Pete Alonso throws the ball away. They didn't play particularly well. The one game they won was a close nail biter. The Yankees kind of pulled away late in both of the other games. Like, I don't know. And then the conversation around Juan Soto. It feels like it's got a little bit of a cloud over this team, and it followed them to Boston. And the offensive struggles continue, and for the first time in a while, it feels like the pitching staff hasn't been there dominant enough, although they only give up two runs in this game, and Clay Holmes yet again gives you another great start outside of two solo home runs. And it just wasn't enough to overcome the offense's ineptitude of runners in scoring position. And he's supposed to be a guy who gets you through all this. But, like, I got to admit, normally I don't let this Yankee fan, Met fan thing, like, get me all annoyed. But the idea of the Yankee fans and then the station is making this stuff up. Like, we're making it up. It's clear as day, anyone who watched them last year and anyone who's watching them now. Now, his numbers, has he given you numbers just like this in San Diego? Sure. Right? I mean, he last year was the best year of his career. Fair. And I didn't watch him every day in San Diego, and there were some issues. I remember particularly a post-game interview that he gave. And they were like, you know, he's like, what's going on with the offense, whatever? And he pretty much said, I don't know, ask my teammates. Like, okay, we don't know. But I can go back to his World Series appearance and watch the Soto shuffle. Something's up with him. And no one's making it up, and it's not a Yankee fan-driven narrative. It's right there in front of all our faces. You want to deny it and hide behind it's the other fan base in town that is pathetic and sad? Go try and do it. Good luck. Close your eyes, stick your head in the sand, and blame the Yankee fan. Go ahead. It's ridiculous.